The game is in the books, and the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show is on the air on the Blackhawks Radio Network.
Welcome in to the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks Radio postgame show. I'm your host, Charlie Romeliotis. The Hawks fall to the Detroit Red Wings 3-2 in the preseason opener. Usually at this time, we bring in Troy Murray from Little Caesars Arena, but we got an abbreviated postgame show, three breaks to get into, and we're only going up to 9 o'clock. So this is going to be more of a quick-hitting thoughts kind of postgame show. If you look at the overall shot total in this game, it's 43-17 in favor of Detroit. So obviously the shot totals were very lopsided, but this is a game where you don't read too much into it. I think a lot of the players playing in this game, it's essentially just trying to get their legs underneath them. Also, new coach, new system, guys are learning just new defensive structure, special team. They're all playing each other, mostly playing with each other for the first time, especially some of the junior guys that are on this roster. Very young roster that the Blackhawks fielded here, by the way. So I don't read too much into the lopsided shot on goal total. More so try to get into this game, get the legs moving. It has been a very difficult training camp for the Blackhawks. Jeff Blashill has put his team through the ringer as far as conditioning, and the Hawks training camp actually started on Thursday. Actually, you should probably start the off-ice portion was on Wednesday. So it on-ice portion started Thursday. So it took six days for the Blackhawks to finally get into a game. So unfortunately, they come away with a loss. So one of the positives in this game, I thought, was Connor Bedard getting on the score sheet early for Chicago. He did so on the power play. Nice little one-timer feed from Sam Renzel. Connor spent all season dedicating his training to trying to get faster. And I thought it was a really mature decision that he made by skipping Team Canada to go to the Worlds to focus on not disrupting his off-season training regimen, to make sure that coming into training camp this year for the Blackhawks, he felt at his best. And so mentally, physically, he looks great on the ice. It was nice to see him find the back of the net. Also want to shout out his numbers at the faceoff circle in this game. He won 7 of 10 for a win percentage of 70%. Four of those came in the first period. And so I thought he was really strong in the faceoff circle. Connor also, you heard Darren Pang talk about it in the broadcast, but he shaved off a couple inches on his stick, and so that should definitely help in the faceoff department, not being as whippy. And so I thought Connor had a really nice game, logged north of 20 minutes of ice time, so good to see Connor off and running in the first preseason game. Because we got a tight show, we're going to send it to a break, and then on the other side, we'll get to some more quick-hitting thoughts. This is the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio post-game show on 720 WGN.
Lefshinov now with the puck in behind the Hawk net. Dries in hot pursuit. Lefshinov fends off the check and carries through center ice over the Red Wing blue line to the left point to Aiden Thompson, top of the left circle. Wyatt Kaiser slot. Shoots, he scores! Wyatt Kaiser! A hard wrist shot into the top left corner. Hossa looked like he was trying to block it away, but Kaiser beat him. And we're tied at 2 with 13:34 left in period number 3.
Back on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show. Flight is the next generation of light beer. That call you just heard was our very own John Weideman calling Wyatt Kaiser's first unofficial goal of the season for the Blackhawks. A really nice shot by Wyatt, but also a perfect screen by Oliver Moore, who's obviously not the biggest, but he has played a net front role on the power play in college before, and so really nice screen by Oliver Moore, and good to see Kaiser find one early in the back of the net. Kaiser was one of three players on Chicago that wore the A on their sweater for the alternate captain, Bedard and Nazar. So all the young players wearing a leadership A on their sweater. Let's get to some of the ice time leaders. Tonight's ice times are sponsored by Rogers and Hollins, the most trusted jewelry store in America for more than 115 years. Sam Renzel led the way for all skaters, I believe. Looking at this, yes, led all skaters. They just updated it, the NHL. He finished exactly 24 minutes of ice time for Chicago. Also had eight shot attempts, by the way. Five of them hit the net. So he had five of the 17 shots on goal for the Blackhawks. Ethan Del Mastro, Renzel's defense partner, finished with 21 minutes and 40 seconds of ice time, which was second on the team. But he logged 10:03 of those 21:40 in the first period. So he logged more than half of his ice time in the first period, or more than their 10 minutes of the first period. So he had a really strong first period. I think he also spent a couple minutes in the penalty box as well. So that's probably why he wasn't in the Renzel range. But nice to see. This is going to be a very young decor for Chicago this season. And the Del Mastro Renzel pairing feels like they're likely going to start together on opening night. So a nice performance by them as far as getting the ice time and getting the responsibility the way they handle it. We got more to get to on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show coming up next on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. Got a shout out Arvid Soderblom in this game. First preseason action, he faced 43 shots, stopped 40 of them for a .930 save percentage, 1.91 goals saved above expected, according to Natural Hat Trick. Thank God the Blackhawks have an off day tomorrow, because Arvid is going to need it. He was tested early and often. I think the scoring chances, I'm looking 36-12 in favor of Detroit in this game. So Arvid had a really busy night, but I thought he was up to the test. There were a couple moments that I think you want him to clean up some of the rebound control, but boy, he was the least of the Chicago's concerns in this game. And so I expect him to go into the season with confidence. I'm really curious to see how a full season of Spencer Knight and Arvid Soderblom as the 1-2 duo for the Blackhawks is going to fare this season. I think it's much more exciting for Chicago going into the season, knowing that there's a potential long-term duo here, whereas last year it was Peter Mrazek that was the starter for Chicago. So nice to see that Chicago could have its tandem going into the year for a full 82-game season. We got one more break, and then we're going to wrap up the Blackhawks. They're the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show after this on 720 WGN. Back here on the Flight by Yuengling Chicago Blackhawks radio postgame show, Flight is the next generation of light beer. Really quick, it sounds like after this game, the Blackhawks are going to make their first wave of cuts. So likely going to see some of the junior guys get back sent to their respective clubs, whether it's the OHL, WHL. A couple of names to look out for: Jack Pridham, Merrick Van Acker. Both of them played in this game, likely going to be sent back to their respective teams. Parker Holmes, I'm expecting to get sent back as well to the Brantford Bulldogs. And so nice of Van Acker and Pridham to get just a game of action before they go back to the juniors. And then lastly, our next broadcast is going to be a week from today. The next two games over the weekend, we will not be broadcasting. So a week from today will be at home versus Detroit, a 7 p.m. start. So the next time we chat, it will be at the United Center, and I cannot wait to see the new Center Ice logo that they have put out for the Centennial 100-year season. We'll talk to you then.